latest team news from clubcall.com. Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. And skipper Vincent Kompany has made good progress from a groin injury and has now confirmed he will remain in Belgium with the World Cup squad. There were fears Kompany's World Cup was over before it even began after picking up an injury in the friendly clash with Portugal before Belgium jetted out to Russia. Belgium coach Roberto Martinez still named him in the 23-man squad and had up until Sunday to take him out. That decision was now being taken, and despite the fact he's going to miss the first two games, he will now stay in the squad. Martinez told reporters who made a medical decision this morning that we are going to maintain the squad of 23. We are not going to use any changes. Vinny has evolved better than we thought, even though we thought that he could probably have an opportunity to be involved in the group phase. Now he even has a stronger opportunity. Moving on, Jorginho's agent cannot be excused of letting the player's potential transfer drop out of the news. Gio Santos has been happy to speak to a number of Italian publications over the weekend to confirm where his client is at. Despite the claims of a deal almost being done 2 weeks ago, Napoli and Man City have continued to tussle over the price. Jorginho wants to make the move, and Santos told TMW. Today, the certainty is that Manchester City are interested in Jorginho and the boy wants to go there. It'll be crucial this week. Jorginho must know his future within a short time. Moving on then, and Fabian Delph believes he is the hardest working member of Pep Guardiola's record-breaking team. 28-year-old played a huge part as they won the Premier League and Carabao Cup. His attitude impressed Gareth Southgate as he qualified for the England squad, and Delph insists that he was keen to rejuvenate his career and show his hard work ethic on the training ground. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.